Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist, and this is my podcast. Today is October 9th, 2020. So today we're going to talk about some familiar components of the Democratic playbook that we've seen over the years, and how Trump is not necessarily as unique in the way that the media and others have come after him as you might think. Ronald Reagan, for example, in his first term as governor, survived a recall attempt in California. Richard Nixon, a few days before his resignation, there were plans in place. Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger had planned for the Army's 82nd Airborne Division to remove Richard Nixon from office forcibly if he refused to go. And that sounds very serious, but if you stop and think about it, what the hell is Richard Nixon going to do to battle an entire country by himself, right? If he's impeached and declared to be removed from office, he has no choice but to go. But politically, they're coming up with ways, you know, making up these stories as if somebody's going to face down an entire government army. President Reagan, on March 2nd, 1987, there was a secret 25th Amendment evaluation to see whether or not he was fit for office. The 25th Amendment, though part of the Constitution, is just that, it's an amendment. It was proposed by Congress on July 6, 1965. It was ratified on February 10, 1967. So the 25th Amendment, which sets procedures in motion to remove a president from office for being unfit due to health reasons, is a fairly recent amendment to the Constitution. These are all things that obviously President Trump has faced in his time in office during this term. Here's another quote that I'm going to give you, and I won't tell you who it's from or when it was, but I'm going to give you a quote, and you can very easily see how this might be something that you'd be read right now about Donald Trump. A message is being sent through the White House and its allies in talk radio and clear channel communications. If you oppose this administration, there can and will be ramifications. Every day the airwaves are filled with warnings, veiled and unveiled threats, spewed invective and hatred directed at any voice of dissent. That was Tim Robbins talking about George W. Bush in 2003, not that long after 9/11. So you see the rhetoric of the liberals and the Democratic Party. It's nothing new, right? The playbook is the same. They're making Donald Trump out to be a villain, and they're doing a pretty good job of that with the allies of their media and the Democratic media complex machine. That is really mostly propaganda. So anyway, critically analyze what you look at, put it in the context of history, and recognize that the politics that we're dealing with now are the same politics we've always dealt with, but we're dealing with it in a social media age where everybody's got an opportunity to say more and pass more information along more quickly. That's a double-edged sword. There are very good parts of that, and there are bad parts of that. And of course, in my opinion, censorship is not the answer to that. Opening things up to more free discourse is the way to go. Anyway, thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you all have a good weekend.